92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
When you get in your car, what's the first thing you do after fastening your seatbelt? You look for some entertainment and maybe some information. And for just about a century, people have been depending on local terrestrial FM and AM radio for their mobile entertainment and information. Radio in general officially turns 100 this year. Radio in cars happened shortly after the first few automobiles rolled off the assembly lines. The Motorola Company was the first to put radios in cars in 1930, but not everyone was pleased about that. In fact, the Auto Club of New York found that 54% of their members considered radio to be a dangerous distraction. But Motorola kept inventing. They introduced the first 8-track cartridge player for cars in 1965, and the first stereo FM radio tape player in 1969. Then cassettes went mobile in cars in the early 70s. Pioneer created the first automobile CD player in 1984. And yet, with all those technical improvements, the core element has always been an AM and FM receiver. It's dependable, it's free, and we're always on, especially because well more than 50% of radio listening these days is done in cars. So thanks for rocking out with us every day while you're rolling around your neighborhood. And happy birthday to the radio.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.